This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
All right, now that we got our fill of Sarah and some great Father's Day gifts, let's get set for hour two of Lori and Julia on My Talk 107.1.
And Grant, you haven't made fun of the fact that it's hump day. Don't you have any hump jokes?
I could get a hump day joke for the last hour. It is hump day.
Yeah, would you give Donna and Steve some hump love on Wednesdays? Are you being shy
We just never really got that deep about, you know, Steve. He didn't really want to talk about hump day. Oh. You know Steve. So I'll think of something fun
I
for hump day.
I know Steve, but I don't know Steve. Okay. If you know what I mean. Like, he knows me, but he doesn't know me.
Okay, yeah. I avoided a lot of sexual talk with him. Let's just put it that way.
All right, well,
I'll never forget. Before he was on In or anything, and he was here, and I had him on with me. I was the first person here to have him on.
Yes.
To filling in, like he came up after Twin Cities Live or something.
You were gone.
Okay. And so we did it, and it was a Sex Monday thing. And we laughed so hard, Donnie and I and Steve, and he was so uncomfortable. Why am I here? This is wrong. I was immaculately conceived. I mean, he just went on, and I just thought, he's so great on the radio. I thought, this guy's got it. He'd be so wonderful.
Right.
He's very funny about it.
Yeah, you want to make him uncomfortable, start talking about a little porn. That'll make him cringe.
You know it.
Okay, well, this was kind of an interesting story that GMA had because, I mean, we love our makeup.
Absolutely.
I mean, just we love makeup. Uh-huh. We love cosmetics. We used to have, you know, the don't go to the cosmetic store.
And we will again, Brian.
Yeah, Beautypedia will probably have them on again. But it was interesting because there's this proposed legislation that's in Congress right now, and it was prompted by a study that found high levels of this cancer-causing chemical was in over half of the cosmetic products that were tested. 52% of the products of 252 tested had this, what they call PFAS. They know it's a cancer-causing carcinogen.
And this is today's makeup products.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's a very high number.
And yesterday, the Senate and the House introduced a bill that would ban this man-made toxic chemical called PFAS from being included in makeup products. So GMA had a breakdown.
Okay.
Here we go.
A new study finds that many cosmetics sold here in the U.S. and in Canada contain hidden toxic chemicals known as PFAS. Now, two senators just introduced a bill that would ban the use of these chemicals in products. Board-certified dermatologist and our dear friend, Dr. Whitney Bowe, joins us now with what to look out for. So, Dr. Bowe, tell us, what is the concern here?
You know, these chemicals, these researchers, they studied over 200 different cosmetic products that they purchased both in the U.S. and in Canada, and they specifically looked for PFAS. So PFAS are man-made compounds that are often added to cosmetics, you know, to actually help them stay put. So you can find them in things like mascara, long-wear lipstick, because they resist moisture, they resist water, so they add to what we call the staying power of a cosmetic. But the same properties that make them so desirable in cosmetics are actually what causes concern when it comes to our bodies and comes to the environment. Because, you know, Robin, this class of chemicals, they don't break down. They've been nicknamed forever chemicals because they accumulate in our tissues, they persist in our environment, and these researchers, they found concerning levels of these fluorinated compounds in a number of different products, in foundations, lip products, eye products, mascara. And Robin, what I found especially concerning about this study was that a number of these products, they didn't even list these ingredients on the label.
Well, and how do you even know if your product has it? So I immediately took out my Superstar X Fiber mascara right now because I quit wearing waterproof.
Oh, I have always hated waterproof mascara because my theory was if it's so hard to get off your eyelashes and it's so close to your eye, what the hell are they putting in that? So I've never liked waterproof mascara for that very reason because it's like creeped me out. That if it's so difficult to get off, if you can't wash it off, it seems like that's not a good ingredient.
So how do you even know if it's in
well,
your...
Here we go.
Talk a little bit more about what are the health concerns associated with this?
Yeah, so we don't know exactly how much is absorbed through the skin and can enter the bloodstream. And the FDA hasn't set an exact limit when it comes to safety. But what we do know is that anytime you apply an ingredient close to the eyes or on the lips, there's an increased risk of absorption of those ingredients because the eyes and the lips are made up of something called mucous membranes. Those are very thin, delicate, moist tissues that more readily absorb ingredients. Also, when you apply a product to your lips, you know, think about it, you're licking your lips throughout the day, right? So you're potentially even ingesting some of those ingredients. And Robin, these chemicals, they're ubiquitous. You know, they're in our soil, they're getting into our water supply. So, you know, we're ingesting, we're coming into contact with these chemicals potentially throughout our day. And there are concerning studies linking this entire class of compounds to certain types of cancers, thyroid disease, liver toxicity, and even reproductive issues as well.
So basically what she said, though, we didn't have that part, but she said when a product bills itself is waterproof,
okay,
long-lasting, smudge-proof, all the ways, 24-hour wear, waterproof makeup, all that kind of stuff. It's basically these PFSAs. It's kind of like a Teflon.
Right.
And so it just hasn't been regulated. Right? There have always been. That's why a lot of women have gone towards organic makeup.
100%.
You know, because they were worried about that. And I feel like that it's just been... They just said it's just not anything that has ever really been regulated. And so because of this study and there was so much of it found, it was like in all these products, basically they found 13 different PFAS chemicals in more than 600 products from 80 brands.
Okay, so I just looked up my mascara brand that I wear. I can't. There's so many ingredients in it. I could read. It's like the first page of the dictionary.
Yeah. So that's probably, you know, like not a good, you know, mascara.
I know.
But I mean, that's, or the long lasting lipsticks.
Right.
You never like how they
I don't
look,
like how they
feel.
But some people really swear by them.
They swear by them. But if you're a lick lipper.
See,
or
mascara
something,
I don't feel as bad for because it goes on your lashes, which are out from your eye, versus putting it directly on your lip. I mean, it's just my.
Eye is like it's wet.
I'm not changing it.
Yeah, I know.
But I get it.
Anyway,
you scared us now. Thank you.
Just think about it. But just if it's called long lasting, long wearing, or waterproof, chances are it has a PFA in it.
All right, I'm looking at organic,
and
eco-friendly
mascara.
Certainly
don't be buying your makeup from the dollar store. That would be my other tip, because it might be made like in China, where there could be lead.
Well, and
color.
It could have been made 3 years ago, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right.
All right, there you go.
Thank you.
That is my makeup.
You scared us off.
I've scared you.
But you remind us that we miss having on Byron from Don't Go to the Cosmetic Counter Without Me. We need to have that on again.
Yeah.
All right. So that was a win and a loss at the same time.
And Rihanna's Fenty Beauty, you guys, was named the America's most beloved makeup brand. It was
really?
Number one.
That's amazing.
By MAC Beauty, Benefit Cosmetics, Urban Decay, and Olay.
Wow. Good for them.
You know what?
I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
All right, people. Lori's having a cold attack. People are getting colds again. This is just wild.
I got sick from the five-year-old.
Is that might have had a runny nose.
He sniffled.
He was sniffing. Yeah. Okay, so today the Senate unanimously passed a bill marking Juneteenth a federal holiday. So this is great news. So the decision was made to establish June 19th as Juneteenth National Independence Day, a federal holiday celebrating the end of slavery in the United States. So this is awesome. Vice President Kamala Harris last year introduced the bill in 2020 when she was still a senator. And she just said it went through and she's just very excited. And I think this is great news for everybody. So June 19th will be a national Independence Day celebrating.
I thought it was a federal holiday.
They've done it both ways.
Got it. Well, that's good.
Yes. So that has happened. All right. So I got to ask you guys this. So if I was asked to ask you, you know, I know how computer savvy you are, Lori.
Grant,
Lori is our go-to girl around here. Yeah. I mean, we don't need to go to our...
Don't make a move computer-wise without talking to me
We
first.
Really ask her for all of all our right. networking situations and everything that's going on around here. So if I asked you what HTML stands for, which you see all the time, HTML.
That's the address.
Okay, but what does it stand for?
It doesn't matter, but it's what all addresses start with.
Okay, Rocco, what do you think it stands for?
That would be Grant.
Oh, Grant. Oh, Grant out loud. We are revolving door around here.
It's okay. I know it's something hyper language, but I don't know what the whole thing really means. I know it's something hyper language.
Okay, it's hypertext markup language. So a guy.
It's how they find you.
Yeah, hypertext really? Markup so. Language. So that's what HTML stands for. So a web developer just had a baby. The web developer's name is Macaroni.
What?
Macaroni 85. Mm-hmm. His sister's legal name is Spaghetti 88.
Nope.
Huh?
No.
No.
Yep. Yeah. Their parents were big pasta fans, apparently. And he goes by Mac, and he's a web developer, so he named his kid HTML.
Okay.
Okay, but
isn't
what
that too much?
HTML. Why does everything have an HTML?
That isn't
is
the reason.
The address?
Yeah, that wasn't what I was asking you. I wanted to know if you knew what it stand for, and would you name your kid that?
No, you did not say that part. Now you're a revisionist.
No, I said whatever. Just work with it, Lori. And
you said what was HTML? So I'm expecting we're going to find out like what it is.
Well, It's a
makeup language and is standardized markup language for the front end web page building and design on the internet. So I believe it's how you code things and how you lay it out in code for
Thank
a website
Grant.
To be shown.
I might be right. I might be wrong.
I just wanted you guys to know what the acronym stood for, and then I was just going to tell you, would you name your kid HTML?
No. That is what you should have led with.
Oh, for crying out loud! How can I keep you happy around here?
Well, it was so confusing.
It really wasn't. You were coughing and sneezing the whole time.
Well, I know, but still.
I don't even know.
You said, what is HTML stand for? You didn't say, would you name a baby?
You can't handle the truth.
You can't. All right, so I have a question for you guys. Now, Lori, you may know this, but I never knew this, that the movie A Christmas Story is based on short stories that were originally published where?
In Reader's Digest by Gene Shepard. I don't know.
Good guess.
Yeah, thank you.
In Playboy.
What?
Yeah. That's all I got. So don't ask for any detail.
Okay, no follow up questions. Love it.
But that is going to be a trivia question at some point in your life. Yep. Did you guys know when it's on next that this is based on short stories that were originally published in Playboy magazine?
Oh, yeah. I'll be bringing that up at Christmas dinner for sure.
I think you will. I know you will.
As you give somebody a leg lamp.
Or a nice turkey leg.
Right.
Okay, so there's this thing that's trending right now on TikTok, how to, you know, get revenge on your ex. And these are a couple different stories about getting revenge. I kind of like this one.
So let me ask you though, before you get to it, is every day there's something new trending on TikTok? Is about every 20.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay. We get. Yes.
Okay.
People pick it up and then go with it. It's like Reddit. You know, there's a thread, TikTok. There's a video. Blah.
Then it wears out.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. I like this one.
Okay. So this one is revenge on your ex stories, and so here's what happened: is that I like this. A woman who broke up with her boyfriend in 2016, and I am thinking when you were talking revenge, they broke up with you. In a way that you didn't like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for the past 5 years, she's been getting back at him by flooding his email with spam. And how she does that is every time you check out and they ask for your email address, or every time anyone asks for your email address, wherever you go and whatever you do, she will always give his. I think it's cold, and I thought it was a clever idea.
I love it, actually. God, there's nothing worse than junk mail in your email.
No, I just told our Mall of America friends, I said, if you are going to email me, you have to write big and bold in the subject line exactly what it is, because I get too many. I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So I kind of thought that was a good one.
That is not bad.
And then this other gal, she was ghosted by a guy. And her name is Meg, and she lives in England. And so she got on Twitter recently and realized that her ex is on Twitter, and she liked him because he had ghosted her. And then he comes back 4 years later.
She followed him.
Mm-hmm. And, then she sent him a message that she has a 4-year-old kid he might want to meet.
Whoa.
Cold. That one might be taken a little far.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I would not want to get that message.
Well, no.
Joke for real.
No, even if it's a joke, you'd be panic stricken for a minute.
I would be like, oh, you know, like what? What if, can you imagine, like, what if that person was already someplace else in their life where that's about to happen?
But how, don't be so quick to believe somebody.
There you go, Lori.
Yeah, that's come on.
Don't be so quick to believe.
Don't be gullible.
Don't
you're
be
right.
gullible. You could be getting
Don't
conned.
Be doing it.
But what if you knew you were doing things that could have led to that?
Well, there you go. Deny.
It wasn't me. The Shaggy
that's
song.
That's right.
You I love deny. It. I would have said that, but you say it for me. So thank you.
No. Don't let your guilty conscience get you all trapped up. You need deny. Proof.
And then we had a story last week about a guy who made his last child support payment in pennies.
Oh, yeah. That
the 80,000 pennies.
Yeah, oh, wow.
That's vindictive.
That's funny.
Yeah, funny.
Oh, but it'd be so, you know, screw you that you had to do what was right.
Yeah.
And you're taking it out on me.
Yeah, right, that is kind
penny.
Of childish for sure.
How's the kids feel?
Right.
Good penny collection.
Right. Well, there you go. And then the lady who did her bathroom floor in pennies. All right. Thank you. Meow. Meow.
Okay, so this is just kind of a good story. And I guess Andy Cohen had Michael Bolton on his radio show because Michael Bolton is the piano clue singer for Celebrity Dating Game, which has no celebrities and there are no dates. So it should just be called The Game with D-listers.
Which premiered Monday night on ABC following The Bachelorette, which we still watched and enjoyed, even though it doesn't deliver.
It doesn't. Yeah. So he was on with Andy on his radio show. And Andy, of course, always being a shady, you know, little stirrer of the pot. He, and I'll give the background too. So it's February 2019.
Okay.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is on. And Lisa Rinna says to the ladies at like a lunch, all the Beverly Hills ladies, and she says, ladies, the story is Nicolette Sheridan, who is married to Harry Hamlin, went to a Michael Bolton concert at the Hollywood Bowl and left with Michael Bolton. And I always am grateful to Michael Bolton, because if that hadn't happened with Nicolette, I would have never met and been with Harry and blah, blah, blah. And she's told this on other shows and stuff. And the ladies were just like, whoa, because, you know, Denise, Richard, there's all these 6 degrees of separation with
the small world of
the small world of Beverly Hills. Okay. And Nicolette Sheridan, after that episode aired, now remember, COVID hadn't started in February 2019, right? So it's the year before. So everyone, we're deep in the shallow. And Nicolette Sheridan tweeted like 2 days after that episode of Beverly Hills aired, fake news. Harry and I ended our marriage nose to nose in Canada. Michael Bolton was a longtime friend that was invited to our wedding. Happy Harry found happiness with housewife. And then she copied Lisa Rinna in.
Okay.
Okay. Harry Hamlin then tweets the next day. He tweets this. Fake news. Like responding to a memo.
Right.
It's so old school.
Yes.
What's it called when your wife of 1 year suddenly goes to bed with a pop singer 2 weeks after your mother dies? I did a lot of stuff. Now, wife of 1 year, I did a lot of stuff with my wife, nose to nose, but ending our marriage was not one of them. Okay, that's all. Nicolette then doesn't respond, blah, blah, blah. So Shady Andy, I just love it. He decides Michael Bolton is on a show. He is going to ask him about the whole Lisa Rinna, Harry Hamlin, Nicolette Sheridan. Because then Michael Bolton was in a relationship with Nicolette Sheridan. So if you have that audio, Grant.
Years ago on the Housewives of Beverly Hills, I totally had forgotten about this. A whole thing went out on Twitter because Lisa Rinna had implied on the show that Harry Hamlin's ex-wife left Harry for you. Were you and then Nicolette Sheridan came in on Twitter and denied it. Were you aware that this dialogue was going on in pop culture and social media?
I was aware of Lisa because I would see her at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yeah.
At the Polo Lounge. And she would make a beeline over to me with this big smile on her face and give me this big hug. I really didn't know her personally.
Right.
And she explained why was because she said, if it weren't for you, I would have never gotten together with Harry and had a child and
right.
was so happy. She was basically attributing her happiness to me, which I thought was curious, but it always seemed so sincere. And so she was so joyful in expressing it. So I've just always been friendly with her every time I see her.
That is a
great
answer.
So he doesn't even acknowledge anything.
Well, I know, but like he didn't maybe, who knows, but I love the memory of it. Uh-huh. That was just a classic, great answer. We know that he was in a relationship with Nicolette
Sheridan. Oh, yeah, looking at the beautiful pictures. They were both young and hot, and this is Michael Bolton in the hair days.
Right, and Harry Hamlin, I'm ready for him to write a memoir because he was giving some musings or giving an interview. It might be an anniversary of Clash of the Titans, and of course, he was a young buck in his 20s, and he ends up having an affair with Ursula Andress, movie goddess, sex symbol extraordinaire, and at the age of 40 or 41, she gets pregnant, and he has a child with her. They never got married or anything, but, I mean, he just has an interesting love life, and then he meets Lisa Rinna later, you know, because he's like 10 years older than she is.
Yeah.
So he, you know, Ursula Andress as a young guy in his 20s, and Nicola Sheridan, a one-year marriage. I find him very relatable, this Harry Hamlin, and his interesting love life. And I loved Michael Bolton's answer on that.
I love it that they're getting him out there to do press for the celebrity dating game. Yes, because he was also on The View today. Yes. And I'm like, wow, they're making Michael Bolton do the rounds.
And he's got new teeth.
And a new hairstyle that looks like Sharon Stone.
Yeah.
he does something about him, but you know, I think he's so likable.
Very.
Yeah. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
I think it's funny, boy, but if you look back at these pictures of Nicolette Sheridan, you know, we knew her as Paige on Knots Landing, and she was so beautiful. And Harry Hamlin looks so gorgeous, but imagine your wife going to a concert at the Hollywood Bowl and not coming home.
Yeah.
Because she takes off at the pop star, and he was at the top of his game.
Right.
I think it's so funny. Honey,
Harry would have been 10 years older because she's the same age as Lisa Rinna.
Totally. And the fact that he brings it up 2 weeks after my mother died, I'm in a crisis and my wife leaves me for a pop star.
I mean, he's not getting his facts wrong with that kind of a timeline. Yeah. I totally believe Harry Hamlin. Michael Bolton, all he knew was that he had this beautiful Nicolette, and who knows what she told him about her and Harry. I mean, God knows anyone who's done some cheating, you're a pretty creative little liar.
As opposed to a pretty little liar.
Yeah, you're a creative little liar. You can just make up stories.
You can. But I wonder where Nicolette Sheridan is today.
Well, she quit Dynasty.
Why?
Which is
because
so good
she said
on the CW.
But she said her mother had cancer or something. She was taking care of her.
So I don't know what happened. In other housewives news, they finally fired Kelly Dodd, Bronwyn, and Elizabeth Vargas from Orange County, and they're bringing back Heather Dubrow, who's married
we liked her.
She's married to Botch guy, Dr. Terry Dubrow. And there's either going to be one or two more, and I would not be opposed to it being Vicky and Tamara. I really wouldn't.
Just bringing back
those
the OGs.
Girls back, because I could never figure out why they kept Kelly Dodd. She was awful. Bronwyn and her ridiculousness with her seven kids and this and that. And she was just so thirsty. And this Elizabeth Vargas, who was married to the mystery rich man that you never knew a thing about. They reminded me of when Erica Jane was hired, however many years ago that was for Beverly Hills. I'm like,
2015.
What are they bringing
to the party? Erica Jane, it was just her lifestyle. And look at how that is blowing up in her face.
Right. She faked everything.
Faked everything. But I will go on. I'm glad for the people who like OC, because the consensus is this is fantastic news.
It is.
Yeah.
Fantastic news.
I never, ever, ever
Shannon
watched
will be there. Gina, Emily, Heather Dubrow comes back, and then one or two more ladies. So
okay.
I'm glad they got rid of those three because they just were...
That's good. Okay. Yeah. And then can we just talk about the other housewives?
Oh, New York.
Okay.
I did get a kick out of the crazy pageant, the Halloween pageant, that was the lamest thing I've ever seen.
On TV.
But it was
a national broadcast show. It's something we would do in our backyard.
Yes. Yeah.
It really was.
Luann twirling a baton.
Ramona doing
bicep curls
with
and
5 pound weights, which is simple,
and a sequin gown and push-ups,
which big deal.
Yeah. Well, I was impressed. She did like 41.
Right.
I was right. I thought Leah had the line of the night. Ramona is made of rosé and muscles.
Yeah. It really, that show has just jumped the shark so bad this year.
Well, COVID.
Yeah.
And we're going to see what happens in Beverly Hills. These two shows were all filmed during in New Jersey, but they just have so much natural drama that you forget that it was all filmed during COVID.
Right. But just the New York is
New
just
York
such a...
It's
in the trash.
But Ramona had a good night. Or not Ramona. I thought Sonia had like some pearls of wisdom
here and there
last night.
She did. But again, I just am like, yawn.
Yeah.
Yawn. Leah is just a
She's drag. Getting the second season treatment.
Yeah, I guess.
Bravo will always screw you on your second season, should anyone be listening that gets cast.
dump out after your first season. Just or have really that. Thick skin and hope they hire an extra amount of cast in the second season until you can hide.
Yeah.
It's so, really bad.
Anyway, yeah. I'm sure Kelly Dodd is very bummed that she got axed.
Do you think she's surprised, though, at all, Lori? Because she
was fighting
of,
with people. She really needed to be axed. Yeah. She was just ready
so
to
that's
go.
Good news.
Yeah. All right, listen, we come back. We're going to Hollywood speak. And this Real Housewife wants criminal charges dismissed because of this reason. And I'm very anxious for you to Hollywood speak this, Joya.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
Okay, Joya. So, 47-year-old Jen Shah from the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City was a scene stealer on that first season because she's head to toe a mess who easily and frequently goes berserk on people. That berserk. Was a consistent. She was freaking out all the time.
And I think it was we were just in awe of it. Wow. That set you off? Wow.
So when she got arrested when Salt Lake City was filming in Aspen by the feds who arrested her and her cohorts for using Shaw Enterprises to scam old people for info, then selling it to other scammers who then scammed the old people again. She's accused of fraud spanning six states with all kinds of fraudulent misdeeds and blah, blah, blah. So she gets arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah. And now she went to court. She brought some of that finely tuned scene stealing freak out information because here is what her lawyers said in court papers. She said that her whole criminal lawsuit should be thrown out by the judge because her contacts were dry. They were in my eyes. They were dry.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Now I have my reading glasses, so my vision was blurry and I was unable to read the paper in front of me and I didn't realize it was my Miranda rights and that law enforcement tricked her.
And, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
And it was because she was emotionally off balance because she couldn't see because her eyes were dry.
Okay. A, good point, because it is hard to see when your eyes are dry. But B, that is a reason that they should drop the lawsuit against her stealing millions of dollars from people because her contacts were dry.
This is going to the top of,
I like this.
She really tried this. She brought her high legal theatrics. The only problem is that they not only Mirandized her out loud, but in writing. And the prosecuting attorneys is like, we have 1.3 million documents, Your Honor, to support our case.
Wow. But I would be so embarrassed that you even bring it to them. Like,
this is why they had to throw let's try dry eyes. This is how desperate they are, you guys.
We've tried everything else. Tried the dry eye and I couldn't see.
Because there's so much evidence, sweetie.
Wow, I can't believe she would. This is pretty good. Well, I was thinking of using that one if you get pulled over. I've got dry eyes. I have to admit, when your eyes are dry and it's allergy season, you're taking allergy pills, it dries out your contacts, you can't see.
You get that ring on lights, especially when you're driving around. Yeah. It drives me nuts.
Great. She was confused when she was arrested in Aspen on March 30th because she thought she was getting arrested because of the time she was a victim of theft in New York City 3 years before that. And I'm like, you're actually claiming that in your legal papers that you were confused because, of course, they go and arrest people who had a robbery committed against them. That's common to do.
She just doesn't feel like she's
They're throwing everything they can out there to see what sticks. Oh, she will be going to
how
trial.
Do you think Coach feels about all this, her husband?
Nobody's returning calls to the press.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Yeah. Anyway, she's gonna end up running the prison.
But again, this is just another example of people going on a reality show and showing their wealth,
like
and people wondering, "Hey, this doesn't add up.
Yeah,
this doesn't make sense." I mean, it's like the dumbest thing. If you in some part of your life are doing something wrong, and you go on national television,
reality
television, which is real, supposedly, and you flaunt your lifestyle, that is just so dumb.
Yeah.
It'd there's be no like morals.
Going in witness protection on a reality show and flaunting, you know, your new name and all the money that you got so that the bad they can find you real easy.
You didn't really think that one out, did you?
No, it's just the really, it's really... I egos work in such fascinating ways, Larry, and that's what it is. It's ego.
Yeah, but her contacts were dry. Okay, so here's another one.
That headline did make me laugh,
though. It did. Okay, try and Hollywood speak this. This is a source told Page Six that Kanye has always had a thing for Irina. So she came to mind early on in his breakup from Kim. He decided to shoot his shot. And it worked. Shoot a shot.
What does that mean? It sounds like unloading the load. I mean, that is just weird.
It's rude.
It's really rude.
Yeah.
And
they're still getting acquainted, but the sparks are there. And Kanye likes where things are headed.
Okay. So I just want to say something about this made up thing.
Right.
Because this is so made up. This is so, so far-fetched and made up.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he hired PR and said, "We just got to find someone for me to be with because I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, I mean, I believe maybe this is a planted story or made up story, but he is seeing her. He's known her.
I want to get you a cold pill now.
She's walked in a show. He's name dropped her.
Right.
In lyrics. So these two kind of do go back.
They do go back. But like
seven
still.
Or 8 years. So I don't know.
He's loaded his load.
He's shot. He decided to shoot his shot.
That is, that's what, how you what know does that even say?
Like, you know, like that you
is,
said.
I know it. That is just true. Silly.
Wouldn't it be better to take a shot? I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's just a good made-up story.
That's
yeah,
so good made-up. That way. And yeah, according to Us Weekly, Kim approves. That's their latest headline.
Listen.
She's got her name in it.
She couldn't be happier.
You can't, when you want a divorce or you want the breakup and the other person doesn't, if you root and cheer and will even maybe lobby for blind dates on the side to get them hooked up with somebody else, because then you know they're going to leave you alone.
That's a great point.
It's true. You want to move on.
Don't you have a sister somewhere that we can set up with my ex-husband?
Oh,
yeah, funny.
So
that's funny.
We posted, or I should say Holly posted, we've got another thing of Lily James and Sebastian Stan playing Pam and Tommy. Her fake breasts look so good.
This is reminding me, this is reminding me how obsessed you were with 2F by the Sea with Brad Pitt and Angelina when they went to Mallorca.
Oh,
and filmed. And Lori gets into these obsessions. Yeah. And we have to talk about it like every third day.
Okay.
And you won't even see the movie.
No, this is going to be on Hulu.
Oh, so you will.
And but it's going to be an eight-parter.
Who if by the sea? Oh, look at the pictures. They're so loved. Look at what they're doing. Oh.
And they were filming in Malta.
Malta. Oh, yeah. You were going crazy. Yeah. And then right before that one, it was Johnny Depp filming The Dark Shadows somewhere. We had to talk about, oh, let's post another picture. Lori, you are a broken record with the scratch when you find stuff you like.
Pam and Tommy, I will watch.
I know you will.
And I'm very curious.
I know.
She looks so much like Pamela Anderson. I did get a little bit more Big D energy from Sebastian Stan in this one because he had his shirt on
in leather pants.
Uh-huh. He's not as tall as Tommy, and he doesn't have that Tommy
swagger.
BDE.
But again... All right, so that's today's installment. I can't wait till we hear more on Friday afternoon at 4:31. Because it's going to come back up. I just know it. There's going to be new pictures. I know you. I see you. All right, this is Lori and Julia. This is My Talk 107.1 streaming live. We'll be right back after a quick break.